Some housing news we haven't seen since 2011. It's the Business News Headlines for Thursday, the 22nd day of June. Thanks for being with us. In other news, Fed Chair Jerome Powell was back on Capitol Hill, and he said what? We'll share. And we told you last week that Bud Light was going to put out a new ad campaign. It is here, and we'll talk about it with you. Vice Media, once valued in the billions, no longer. However, we'll share the value today and who's going to take it over. Guess who won the bid to take over Bed Bath & Beyond? Think Overstock. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Ford gets some big federal money for batteries. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and yes, welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've decided to spend some time with us today. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes edged higher in May, and the national median sale price posted its biggest annual drop in more than a decade, as a near all-time low supply of available properties constrained the housing market. The National Association of Realtors said that existing home sales rose 0.2% last month from April to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.3 million. Now, that's slightly above what economists were expecting, according to FactSet. Sales sank 20.4% compared with May of last year, and that marks 10 consecutive months of annual sales declines of 20% or more. Meanwhile, the National Retailers Association said the national median home sale price fell 3.1% from May of last year to $396,100. That's the biggest drop since 2011. Chair Jerome Powell reiterated that the Federal Reserve will likely raise interest rates at least one more time this year because, well, persistently high inflation in the economy's service sector and the surprisingly tight job market. The AP is reporting that Powell, speaking to the Senate Banking Committee, noted that inflation has moderated somewhat since the middle of last year. Still, the Fed chair stressed that inflation pressures continue to run high. In May, consumer prices were up 4% compared with 12 months earlier, down from a year-over-year peak of 9.1% in June of last year, but still double the Fed's 2% target. Wall Street closed mixed today with the Dow riding the flat line. Those numbers are coming at you in just a few. Bud Light has released its new ad campaign in the hope of reversing the loss the brand had during the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. If you remember, the transgender influencer posed with a custom can of Bud Light, and right-wing media and anti-trans commenters on social media unleashed a flurry of negative and hateful attention on the brand. The company's lackluster response also angered LGBTQ plus advocates. The backlash from nearly everybody tanked sales, and now the brand hopes to bring you back with good times. CNN is reporting the new 60-second spot said to the 1979 disco hit Good Times by the band Chic, they hope to bring back customers. It shows people enjoying Bud Light despite facing some of summer's biggest pain points like sunburn or a sudden thunderstorm during a cookout. The ad was posted on YouTube on Thursday, and the brand has turned off the ability to add comments. You want to see it? It is on our Twitter feed, by the way, at IOB_NewsHour. In addition to the new spot, Bud Light's broader ad campaign for summer includes partnerships with country singers to bring concerts to fans' backyards and new ads featuring NFL players including Travis Kelce and Dak Prescott, all set to roll out in a few weeks. The new ad is a continuation of its easy-to-drink, easy-to-enjoy commercial that made its debut during this year's Super Bowl. That spot featured actor Miles Teller and his wife, Kelly Sperry, dancing and relaxing at home, of course, with a Bud Light. The once high-flying digital media company Vice, that was worth billions, will be taken out of bankruptcy by its creditors for just $225 million. CNN is reporting that the acquisition of the one-time media powerhouse by its three creditors, made up of Fortress, Soros Fund Management, and Monroe Capital, is set to take place after Vice said in a legal filing that it received no other satisfactory bids as it explored a sale for the company. The acquisition agreement is the latest in a tumultuous period for Vice Media, which was once held up as the future of the business. In recent years, Vice Media had failed to live up to the lofty expectations that it and the industry set for the company, which, by the way, was once valued at more than $5 billion. The saga surrounding Bed Bath & Beyond continues. CNN is reporting that Overstock.com won an auction for the bankrupt retailer's intellectual property. Overstock's winning bid was placed at $21.5 million, according to court records. The deal is subject to court approval, with a hearing to approve the sale scheduled for early in the week. The auction follows Bed Bath & Beyond's decision to file for bankruptcy back in April after operating under declining sales and numerous failed turnaround plans. The home goods retailer declined to share how many stores remain open at this time, but said it's closing select Bed Bath & Beyond and Bye Bye Baby stores across the country through the end of the month. Wall Street closed mixed today, with the Dow playing along the flat line most of the trade. In the end, the blue chips lost just 4 points to close at 33,946. The NASDAQ picked up 128 points to end the trade at 13,630, and the S&P 500 added 16 points to close at 4381. West Texas Intermediate crude fell by a bunch today, off by $3.02 to close at $69.51 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about big money going to Ford for batteries. Uncle Sam's clean energy push is giving Ford a major boost. The Energy Department has awarded the automaker a massive $9.2 billion loan to fund the construction of three EV battery plants. That's a move Bloomberg reports is by far the biggest government backing for a U.S. automaker since the bailouts in the 2009 financial crisis. The U.S. is trying to reduce its battery reliance on China, which has dominated the market for years and has roughly 80% of the world's manufacturing capacity. Ford, which made about 132,000 EVs last year, hopes to produce 2 million of the vehicles by 2026. The plants, two in Kentucky and one in Tennessee, are already in the works as part of Blue Oval SK. That's a partnership between Ford and South Korean battery firm SK On. The total projected cost? $11.4 billion. And those are serious, serious dollars. And that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.